The Great Crying. The future depopulation event won't be called a collapse, but the Great Crying, a multi-generational lament. As birth rates crater, society won't end with a bang, but with a persistent, collective whimper. For 50 to 100 years, the dominant cultural output will be male grief. Podcasts of spurned men, policy papers lamenting unpaired males, and public spectacles of resentment as a significant portion of men realize they are simply not selected for reproduction. This era isn't a war. It's an endless, agonizing rejection letter written in demographic data. The air will be thick with the sound of men crying out against their perceived irrelevance, their loneliness becoming the defining tragedy of the age. Meanwhile, a quiet schism will form. Those who are chosen, the smaller, self-selecting cohort of compatible partners, will withdraw. They will form insular, high-trust communities, insulated by their shared stability. Their peace won't be loud. It will be the peace of a finished argument. In 50 to 100 years, the demographic tide will recede. The bitter chorus of the great crying will fade, leaving behind only the quiet villages of the chosen, finally unbothered, building in the silence left by those who wept themselves into obsolescence.